Okay, thank you for coming back to hear this final segment. I know many of you are just shaking your head and saying, this guy's nuts. But if you'll hang in there and you'll listen to what I'm going to say in the next, this and the other 12 programs that will follow through the end of July, you'll have the bigger picture. You'll have a model that you can work with, and you'll have a way of understanding exactly what's happening in this country, because everything we do has a theological underpinning. And unless you know Father God and your orientation is on Him, you cannot have the true wisdom that comes from God and the ability, therefore, to process the information that's all around us that says America's in trouble. But I'm going to read to you a foundational scripture, at least according to me, from the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 23, and this is going to wrap up the program. But this is our status before God. I look at Joe Biden as the metaphor for what God thinks of white men in America, okay? We just haven't done the job we're supposed to. And I look at Nancy Pelosi as what God thinks of white women. Now, that's I've been racial with respect to white, and I'm going to be all over the black culture shortly, so bear with me. But as a people together in a nation that had been mandated by God to do some pretty important things, well, in recent decades, we have turned away. But here's what Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23 through 33 says. Okay, I'm going to start with 22 to 33. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners will delight in their scorning, and fools will hate knowledge. Turn at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words to you. Because I have called, and you have refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel, and would have none of my reproofs. So I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fears come upon you. When your fears come as desolation and destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish comes upon you, then will they call upon me, but I won't answer. Be too late. They shall seek me early, but they won't find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple Democrats, cockroaches shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkens unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Folks, it says it all. We were a nation that was founded on the principles of Almighty God. And our forefathers knew and feared the Lord God Almighty. And they did so because they had a fundamental faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that opened the door for them to know the Father. And because the door was opened and they knew the Father, His Holy Spirit came and dwelt with them and led them and taught them, gave them wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. For we have the mind of Christ. That's what Paul could say, Philippians 4, 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Even, well, little guys like me, the everyday Joe. I believe that if you understand this little verse from Ecclesiastes, you'll get the bigger picture. And I'm pretty sure it's from the 8th chapter of Ecclesiastes, and my Bible is not immediately available to me right now. But here's what it says. I think it's chapter 8, around the middle portion of it, verse 19, 13 or so. It says, there was once a great city ruled by a great king, and it came under siege, and nobody was able to put off the bad guys trying to attack it. But there was a poor but wise man who saved that city. He told them how to do it. And because of his wisdom, the city was saved. But after the city was saved, everybody forgot the poor but wise man. Now, isn't that a picture of how things are in our country? Unless you're rich and famous and powerful, nobody listens to you. This is a little radio station owned by humble people. You got a very average Joe talking to you right now who of himself is a little more than an idiot. And many of you think I am right now anyway. But the reality is the fruit of my tree is pretty good. I have a very unique track record, but it is not because of me. It is because of he that dwells in me. So I'm willing to say 1 Corinthians 11:1, as Paul said, hey guys, follow me as I follow Jesus, well, or Paul, who follows Jesus. Listen, I'm focused on Father God. With all I can, I love him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I want to convey that to you. I want to convey that message to America. America's in trouble. We need to change. Tune in next week to The Bigger Picture, the unity of true faith and right politics, and stand with WCGA. God bless you.